Nous sommes une radio qui rassemble.
Wenuchk, Migma, Aglasiok, Mawidajik.
Nous sommes CKMA, MA 93. Écoutez-nous sur le web au ckma.ca.
Thanks for coming back. You're listening to Alicia Levi from Alice Book Duck on CKMA 93.7 FM. Don't forget, today's word of the day was seek, which means spring in Mi'kmaq.
Seek.
And that recording was Eunice from Listigush, and you can find it on micmaconline.org. That's M-I-K-M-A-Q online.org. So now I wanted to read a post about a missing and murdered Indigenous man or boy. These stories are so much harder to find, so much harder to come by. I have to find pieces and whatever of just one person's story here and there and everywhere. And it's the hardest thing to search for. You can put in missing and murdered Indigenous men and boys like in the Google search, and when it comes up, all it comes up is that they are looking for a national inquiry. It doesn't really tell you a bunch of names. It doesn't really have a list. It doesn't have anything the way the women's does. It's heartbreaking. It's scary. And hopefully it's looked into more soon. So what I found today was the story of Brian Blackstar. If you search him up, you will actually probably find a picture of him and his niece. And Brian was from Moose Omen First Nation in Saskatchewan. And his sister's name was Ashley Blackstar. And the story on here goes that Brian was at a party on February 1st of 2014. In the early hours of February 2nd, 2014, he was beaten to death by two young men that he considered friends. His sister said he didn't even want to be at the house party on the Moose Omen First Nation, located in northwest Saskatchewan. He was killed while he was passed out. What I heard was that he wanted to come home. Blackstar attended the second-degree court hearings of two suspects for as long as she could, but found the hearings too painful. As tragic and brutal as the unfortunate death of Brian Blackstar sounds, it comes to no surprise to Jen Mount Pleasant. For the past 9 months, the Six Nations journalist has been profiling cases just like Blackstar's. She has now compiled a database containing over 600 missing or murdered Indigenous men in Canada, going back to 1950s. In Canada, racial data is actively suppressed from law enforcement statistics. As a result, Stats Canada does not include race in their annual count of country's homicide. To collect names of missing and murdered Aboriginal men, Mount Pleasant scoured the web for news stories. She also used information from several police agencies and missing person website across Canada. Mount Pleasant even contacted relatives of missing or murdered persons to confirm their ancestry. In her database, categories have been created for those that have gone missing or murdered. Mount Pleasant says her database includes cases where no foul play was suspected, even accidental deaths or drowning. She says she includes some of those names because family members often feel there is more to the story. Listed in alphabetical order, Mount Pleasant intends to expand the database to research deaths from 1920s and 30s. Mount Pleasant, who studies criminology in college, initially started her search on missing and murdered Indigenous girls. During my research, I would come across a picture of a Native male that has been murdered or have gone missing. She said, adding, it seemed that not a lot of attention is given to the fact that Aboriginal men are being murdered and missing too, and everyone is just focusing on the women. Recently, the RCMP released a report citing 1,181 missing and murdered Aboriginal women in Canada since 1980. The report concluded the total number of missing and murdered Aboriginal women exceeds previous public estimates. With the Aboriginal women, more often than not, there's a sexual component. There's a lot of sexual violence, said Mount Pleasant. I'm not finding that with the males. They're dying really violent deaths. Ashley Blackstar and her family know this all too well. 4 days after the gruesome murder of her brother, the family visited a house where it happened. There was blood splattered everywhere, she says. His blood was on the ground, on rocks, splattered on the side of the house, and on the steps. Sharon Maloney, president of Nova Scotia Native Women's Association, says All these missing and murdered cases have more to do with race than gender. Nobody has the numbers. Nobody knows where to start, says Maloney. It just seems our people are disposable in this country. Maloney says if government agencies disclose numbers based on race for men, like the recent RCMP report on missing and murdered Aboriginal women, it would probably surprise the public. But in an email statement, Public Safety Canada says the department has no research projects planned this year on topic of missing and murdered Aboriginal men. The Musumin First Nation of Saskatchewan family of Brian Blackstar still mourns his death. He was a really good guy. He wasn't the type to hurt anybody or cause anybody any trouble, says Ashley Blackstar. It hurts every day. I wish I could wake up and he could be there. Ooh, I'm feeling a little emotional. Don't mind me. And just to put it out there, this is actually a really old post. It was made in 2014. I am going to try to look into the list that Mount Pleasant got figured out, because missing and murdered Indigenous men should be looked into too. You're listening to Alicia Levi from Elsbookdook on CKMA 93.7 FM. And don't forget, today's word of the day was Siu, which means spring in Mi'kmaq.